Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. Always pleased to welcome to our program from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Office, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Trust you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are.
I am indeed. Always a pleasure to chat with you, Carmen, and the timing is great because you are certainly well-versed in the topic today. It is Medicare open enrollment time, and this runs through when, Carmen?
Open enrollment began October 15th, and it ends December 7th for Medicare prescription drug plans. And you can also change Medicare Advantage plans at this time.
All right. Well, let's get into the specifics on it. First of all, why is this open enrollment so important to people, Carmen?
Well, every year people have the opportunity to investigate and see what options there are, and it's important that we do that so we make sure we have the plan that's best for us. Their plans have different formularies each year. The prices are different each year, so you just need to make sure that the plan that you have is going to work for you.
And I guess for people it gets kind of confusing because there's so many. There's a number of the prescription drug plans for this coming year. How many?
There are actually 14 different plans, and you've probably seen lots of commercials on TV.
Might
have received some advertisements in the mail and probably have actually even received from some phone calls. People are really marketing these plans, mm-hmm. and they all say that theirs is the best. So when you have 14 different plans to choose from, that can be a little bit confusing. The premiums in those plans vary from zero premium to $126.50. So there's a big range there.
Yeah.
It depends on which prescriptions you take as to which plan is going to work best for you. So if you have very low-cost prescriptions, it's very possible that that zero premium plan would work great,
mm-hmm.
where you know you might need to choose a different plan if you have a more expensive medication to make sure that it's on that formulary.
And you can see easily where it gets confusing when you are just bombarded with all these options. I mean, it does seem like, especially you know, in the last month or so, that it is constant. And as I understand it, Carmen, we're speaking with Carmen Long with the Extension and Service, and we're talking about the Medicare enrollment, open enrollment time. Medicare plans vary from counties and zip codes. Is that right, Carmen?
Yes, Medicare Advantage plans are specific to counties. So the plans that are available in Surrey are going to be different than the plans that are available in Wilkes or Yadkin or wherever our listeners may be. What can be really confusing, we see advertisements on TV that offer all these wonderful benefits. And for some people, those plans will work great, but those might not be plans that we have offered in our particular area where we live. So it's, you know, it sometimes gets really confusing because people will call and they'll say, I want this plan that offers this, this, and this. Well, that might not even be an option for those individuals. One other thing that I didn't put in my notes that is also really important is our prescription drug plans are also linked to pharmacies.
Ah.
And so it's very important for our individuals to know which plans are kind of in network with the specific pharmacies they want to go to, because that too makes a really big difference in the cost of some of those medications.
Just add another layer to it.
Exactly.
Goodness. Okay, here's always a question. I like my current plan. What do I do?
Well, it might be that after we investigate that your current plan will still work really well for you, but it just may not. Some people will say, my medications haven't changed. Well, your medications might not have changed, but the formulary that plan works with might have changed. So just because your medicines were covered this year doesn't mean that they're going to be covered next year. The premium for that plan might have changed. The price of those drugs might have changed within that plan. So it's always just a really good idea to investigate and see what's going to work for you. We really appreciate our insurance agents and all the help that they provide. We don't actually sell any plans through the Department of Insurance's Senior Health Insurance Program. We just provide information.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea idea for individuals to get the information to see which one might work for them actually before you talk with your insurance agent, so you kind of have an idea of what you're looking for. It's comparison shopping, basically. We investigate prices of other things that we purchase, and we need to do that with our insurance as well, just to make sure that we're getting the best plan for us.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Carmen, because people are obviously every year, and I know, have a lot of questions about it, and the things that we've talked about, you can tell the many different steps that could be involved in it and the many choices you have to make. And you do have help for people. You don't sell insurance specifically, but you help people navigate, basically, right?
Exactly. And that's where I think sometimes people, you know, get confused. We can't sell anything, but we can help people just kind of figure out what may work best for them. And when you're thinking about insurance, it's a really costly expense. It takes a lot of our money each month, so it's important that we find a plan that's really going to work for us. And in Surry County, we have volunteers that work with individuals, so you can just call the extension office at 336-401-8025 to speak with a senior health insurance volunteer.
Right.
And then when you're thinking about if you've don't live in Surry County, there's going to be volunteers in your area as well, and you would actually contact the Department of Insurance to get that information. The Department of Insurance has a lot of really good information out there, so it's important that individuals know that that's a resource, that they can look at the Department of Insurance's website to get that information so that they will know maybe what will work best for them and their specific county.
Anything specific you have coming up that could help people? You got a class or something?
We do. Before we switch to that, I will give you the Department of Insurance's telephone number.
Yes.
It's 1-855-408-1212, and that is a toll-free number. Mm-hmm. And then it's just www.NCSHIIP.com. There's two I's in SHIP.
Yes.
It's the Insurance Information Program.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you mentioned, though, we do have a new to Medicare class coming up next Monday. That would be October the 18th.
Or November the 18th. Yeah.
Yeah, from 1 to 3 at the Surry County Service Center, here where the extension office is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll actually enter on the side of the tax office and the Board of Elections.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a great opportunity for someone who's about 65, has family members who are getting ready to turn 65 and begin Medicare, or someone who's beginning Medicare due to disability.
Oh, yeah, very important.
There are so many questions when someone's new to Medicare, and we actually have seen several individuals during this open enrollment period who maybe didn't make the best choice when they were new to Medicare, and it has affected them later on.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good idea just to see what your options are and maybe not just pick the plan that your neighbor has or that your spouse has or somebody you work with suggests.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And it's, like you said, especially for people who are new to it, first time around, very important. Do they need to sign up for the class, Carmen?
If they can call and sign up, that would be good. Just so we have an idea of how many to plan on. You know, it's important for individuals to know if they're still working. They might not need to take Medicare Part B because they may still have an employee group plan that they're using for their insurance. But Medicare Part A is free, so you can go ahead and sign up for that. If you don't sign up for a Medicare prescription drug plan and you don't have a plan that's as good as or equal or better than through an employer or another reputable source, you actually are penalized for every month that you've delayed enrollment. So that sometimes is something that people say, but I don't take any medicine. I don't want to sign up for a plan. Go ahead and sign up for the free one, even if you're not taking any medicine, because we never know when we might have an accident or we might get sick and we may need some medicine. So it's just a good idea to have it just in case.
And always remember, if it's free, it's for me. Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today today, and of course we're covering the Medicare open enrollment plan. Carmen, before I let you go, we're here in mid-November, so let's touch on this just a moment. November, Diabetes Awareness Month.
It is, and we do monthly diabetes classes that are free. People are welcome to come to those. Just call and let us know if you're interested. But our November class was a little bit special. It was actually taped by Surrey On The Go and will be aired on the Surrey On The Go website. They show it on Facebook. There's lots of different options where we can view things that are happening in Surrey County. And this month, you'll be able to view our diabetes class. Our focus was on foot care, and sometimes people say, oh, that's not very exciting, but it is so important. We need our feet to get us where we're wanting to go, and it's just sometimes challenging for individuals to see the bottom of our feet, and sometimes that's an area that we just neglect until we have a problem. So thought that would be interesting. And then our foods that we use for the class utilize slow cookers to save some time. And we made an Italian turkey chili that we turned into a lasagna and a spaghetti, and then we ate it as chili as well. So they got to sample several different recipes. And then we made some really yummy pears in the slow cooker that were a little bit different. If we can use more fruit instead of really high sugary, high calorie dessert, at least some of the time during the holidays, that just helps us out.
Covered some great stuff today, Carmen, and you mentioned some numbers and specifics that people are probably going to want to know about after the fact, and they can contact you. What would be the best way to do that?
Sure. In Surrey County, the number is 336-401-8025, and in Allegheny, it's 336-372-5597. And just one other thing real quick, the holidays are right here upon us, and
here,
getting ahead of the holiday meal cost is some information that we have on the morefood.org website. If individuals are interested or want some help with that, we can provide information. We just want people to be able to enjoy their holidays, and if we can give them some hints to save some money, that will just stretch those dollars a little bit further.
Save money, be healthy. It's always good. Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a pleasure. Great information today. Thank you very much. Look forward to our next conversation. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
I hope you do as well, Danny. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving too.
Thank you. And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.